Jack and the Beanstalk. A long time ago, there lived a boy called Jack. His mother was busy from early in the morning until late in the evening. She would sell the milk and butter, which Milky White, the beautiful cow, gave them. But one morning, Milky White gave no milk at all, not one drop. Then his mother sobbed. "What shall we do? What shall we do? We must sell Milky White and live on the money." "That's right," Jack cried. "We will sell Milky White and be richer than ever. So, as it is market day, I'll just take her there and we shall see what we shall see. Trust me to get a good price for her." "Not less than £10, she said as Jack was leaving. Jack was just deciding what he should buy his mother when he saw a queer little old man on the road who called out, "Good morning, Jack." "Good morning," replied Jack with a polite bow, wondering how the queer little old man happened to know his name.
"And where may you be going?"
asked the queer little old man. Jack wondered again, but being always polite, he replied,
"I am going to market to sell Milky White, and I mean to get a good price for her."
"So you will. So you will," chuckled the queer little old man. "I bet you know how many beans make 5. As he spoke, he drew out of his pocket 5 beans. "Well, here they are. So give me Milky White."
"What?" Jack said at last. "My Milky White for 5 ordinary beans?"
"But they aren't ordinary beans," put in the queer little old man, and there was a queer little smile on his queer little face.
"If you plant these beans overnight, by morning they will have grown up right up into the sky."
"Did you say right up into the sky?" Jack then asks.
"Right up into the sky," repeated the queer old man. "It's a good bargain, Jack. And if they don't, meet me here tomorrow morning and you shall have Milky White back again. Will that please you?"
"Yes, that's fine," said Jack and thought, "If what the queer little old man said isn't true, I shall get Milky White back tomorrow morning."
"What a long time you've been," exclaimed his mother, who was waiting for him at the gate. "Tell me quickly how much you got for Milky White."
"You'll never guess," began Jack, and held out the beans triumphantly.
"There," he said, "that's what I got for her, and a jolly good bargain too."
But all she said was, "What? 5 beans?"
"Yes," replied Jack, "but they're magic beans. If you plant them overnight, by morning, they will grow right up into the sky. Oh! Please,
Don't hit me so hard.
Jack's mother, for once, lost her temper, and when she had finished beating him, she flung the miserable beans out of the window and sent him to bed. However, he soon fell asleep. When he woke, he thought at first it was moonlight. Everything in the room had a greenish glow. Then he stared at the little window. It was covered as if with a curtain of leaves. He jumped out of bed, and without waiting to dress, he was climbing up the biggest beanstalk you ever saw.